5. Right now, Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Miller Man. Thank you for being here, and hello, Super Bowl AM. That's all I have.
Wow.
Back to you guys on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, Gordo, thank you.
Coming up next,
I have some news if you'd like to get to it.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to tell you that on GordonKeith.com right now, you can see the gayest picture from the Super Bowl yet. The gayest ticket picture.
This is me, the lawsuit
from the Super Bowl.
It's not
you.
Today.
It's the one with you and Rhines.
Yes.
Yeah,
look
great.
At that.
I know.
Look how gay that picture is.
When was this taken?
This was taken at the media party on Tuesday night.
They were
What's
both
wrong with Ryan's.
They were both drinky.
Look how sleepy and lazy my eyes are. I look like I'm hammered. And then Mike just leans in and kind of caresses my face with his cheek right before the picture's taken. It is so gay looking. Anyway, enjoy that, P1s. You can see it on GordonKeith.com. We had Giorgio, you told the story recently about recommitting your life to being a force for good in this world after many years of being evil.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the way I phrased it.
That's just the way that I'm summarizing it. But you did it after seeing what? A shooting star.
Yep.
Did you see what happened in the Texas sky last night?
No.
Shortly after 8 o'clock, there was a huge meteor that streaked across the sky in North Texas. As a matter of fact, people saw it from San Antonio all the way to Oklahoma City.
Wow.
A huge, bright blue fireball meteor shot across the sky. I wish I'd seen that. Hundreds of reports flooded into TV stations, and 911 calls about the invasion were on. A lot of people calling 911 screaming the Mayans were right. This is it. So... it was pretty. I haven't seen the video of it. I've just seen pictures of it. I need to see video of it. But witnesses described it as beautiful. So that's pretty cool. I'd like to see something like that. I've only seen the little bitty, tinier shooting stars, and those look really cool to me.
So this meteor, is that something, is that like an asteroid? Does it crash somewhere on Earth? Is it that close, or is it just going by Earth?
No, that means that it's entering the Earth's atmosphere. That's why we see it.
So it crashed somewhere here on Earth?
If it didn't burn up, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it could have killed many people.
Yes, but it was beautiful. So it's forgiven. I love shooting stars.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like, if you go out to West Texas and you can really see the sky.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
And
I love
that. You just sit there and watch the sky and you can see little stuff floating through the atmosphere burning up.
It just seems like shooting stars would be so difficult, you know, more difficult than skeet shooting or anything like that.
Okay, just ignore
how
him
do
right
you
now.
Shoot a star?
You got to lead it.
How do you shoot a star? Ask Mark David Chapman.
Or here in a few years, ask you.
What do you mean? I wouldn't call Giorgio a star.
It'll never happen.
Yes, it will. I'm preparing for the day.
I am
preparing
too.
For the day. In other local news, you know who Pilar Sanders is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dion's soon-to-be ex.
Devil.
Right. Pilar claims that Dion is holding her as a, quote, financial hostage. That he has completely severed her cash flow, and he only offers her money in exchange for sex.
Taking the Chris Rock philosophy.
What's that?
You know that routine.
No, I don't. What?
Don't play dumb.
Well, no,
people out there laughing, they got their lighters going, let's just all laugh and then just move on.
Well, but there's a lot of people joining us that have never heard the routine, so you should encapsulate
it. The woman who claims that when in a divorce that she deserves the lifestyle that she's accustomed to living.
Right. That the man should give her money where she can maintain the lifestyle that she's become accustomed
Chris
to.
Chris Rock said, okay, well, fine, then I'm also very accustomed to...
Yeah, nailing you twice a week, so I'm going to come by your new apartment and get what I'm accustomed to.
Fornicating was my drug.
Why is that? Why? Let's not get off into... why you're somehow entitled to what you're accustomed to. I thought there's supposed to be a downside to divorce. Anyway, she says, the children and I have lived in survival mode for several months. Oh, I'll put on her voice.
Well, the children I have lived in survival mode.
Can't even understand.
Why does Corby do the shake voice when he does that?
No, I like his female voice.
It's funny, though. It is. Especially when it's Kim Kardashian or J-Lo.
She says the emotional toll on all of us is palpable. Dion has canceled her cell phone and is engaged in a pattern of systematically, removing my belongings from the house and haphazardly throwing them into piles in the garbage of the residence.
Turned off the phone? Man.
Pilar also claims that Dion still rakes in more than $1 million a year.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah.
I would think it'd be higher than that.
Mm-hmm. Endorsements. He's doing those.
Yeah.
Commercials.
Tons of commercials.
NFL Network.
Thousands, consequently millions.
Mitt Romney won Florida with 46% of the voters' support, compared with 32% for Newt. So he's doing well, right? Well, shortly after that victory, he made a comment that. And once again, people are ragging on him for. Remember the first one was when he, what was it he said the first time that everyone took out of context? Oh, come on. What was the first
what
thing?
What was the topic?
This time or the first time?
The first time. The border thing?
God, I can't remember it now. I'll just tell you what he did this time.
Okay.
So they're taking this this little phrase out of his paragraph. That he isn't very concerned about the very poor.
Oh, I know what the first one was. It's when he said he just makes a little bit in speaking fees and that little
No, it wasn't that. Okay. It was that he enjoys firing people who provide services to us. And they took and his whole quote was that if someone's not doing a good job, I enjoy that there's a free market in which I can fire them if okay. they're not doing a good job and choose someone else. That's what he was saying. But instead, we just take it out of context where we can nail him on something and say, he enjoys firing people. Mm-hmm. Well, what about those hardworking Americans that lost their jobs and everyone did that to him? Which they wronged Mitt Romney on that.
No doubt.
Well, now I think they're wronging him when he says that, but they're not wronging him quite as much when they're nailing him about that he's not concerned with the very poor. His quote was, I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90 to 95% of Americans right now who are struggling. And I'll continue to take that message across the nation.
So poor.
That doesn't include the very poor people, though. They're doing okay with their safety nets.
He says you've got to take the whole sentence or else it sounds very different. We have a safety net for the poor. And if there are people who are falling through the cracks, I want to fix that.
What's he talking about? Welfare? What's the safety net for the poor?
Yeah, welfare and food stamps and Medicaid, Medicare.
Medifast,
whatever they're on.
Better World Peace.
Any of that.
So he's not concerned about them. As long as they're on food stamps, they're fine.
His point is that he's got... That his focus is on relief for middle America right now.
Mm-hmm. But that's
that there are already some programs in place for relief for the very poor. But what are the programs in place for middle America who's struggling? That's his point. But we don't want points. We want something to talk about. And that gives us something to talk about.
But it is a backbend on his part to try to... Hey, it's the that
of course.
Audience of the middle America that everyone's always talking about and blah, blah, blah.
Do you think campaigning is a tightrope act?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think they have to worry about at every single moment slipping up or eating an ice cream cone and having their mouth wide open when the cameras are...
Corn dog.
Yeah, flashing and all that. Donald Trump's set to make a major announcement today in Las Vegas regarding the presidential campaign. Anybody going to watch this live?
What's he going to do, endorse somebody?
That's what they're saying. He said that he's going to endorse someone in a very short time, in a very luxurious manner. And he's set to make this announcement in Vegas, out in front of his Trump International Hotel and Tower. He's a cartoon character that I kind of enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. 74 dead in an Egyptian soccer riot.
Man.
74. And they say over 1,000 people injured, 150 of them critically. It occurred at a soccer stadium at Port Said, S-A-I-D. What is that?
He's doing a lost bit.
No, I was asking Fernando what he said. Saeed.
Yeah, Saeed. Transmit
from Lost.
Help. We have to get the sucker game onto the...
get on the submarine quickly. Hit the transmitter.
All right.
I just can't accept his Lost talk, though.
I can't either. It was a game between Al-Masri and Al-Ahli.
Are you familiar with these teams, Junior, now that you've jumped on board with soccer?
I am. They're not that good.
I'm Al-Masri. He's Al-Ahli.
Oh!
And we're the contested soccer contestants.
How many died?
Okay.
I know you want to do some
weird that last comment,
sports radio.
That last comment was a
parody
a different thing.
But how many died?
I'm putting the I'm putting the grocery store conveyor belts on either side of that, the blocks on either side of that comment.
You got to do that
so it's separated from the rest.
You got to do that before the comment.
No,
not after. Now, how many died? If you can work that fact in between jokes,
74 died.
74.
Fans from both sides bashed each other with rocks and chairs. Many of those who died fell from the bleachers inside the stadium. Others suffocated as the riot got very crowded. They were attacking each other with everything. Rocks, glass bottles, knives, and swords, and some had guns.
Swords?
Swords? Who carries a sword around?
Does it really matter, Craig? 74 people died.
Okay. I'm investigating
the
deaths. Y'all
quit high-roading each other.
They say that tension was building throughout the game, and at least 74 people were arrested after it was all said and done.
One for each death?
47. Did I say 74?
Yeah.
Dang!
Well, you have a major case of dyslexia.
Yes, with the number 7. The numbers.
It happens, man.
They're bad. They're very bad.
Let's see here. Soul Train has lost its founder. Of course, Don Cornelius blew his brains out yesterday at the age of 75. This happened later in our show, which was a shock to us, as he was scheduled to come on. Monty Toomer didn't kill himself.
No, I said it was a shock to him as well.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking
about. Yeah, I just got in the rental car at the airport.
Yeah, what does Monty Toomer have to do with Don Cornelius?
Because we had a Monty Toomer on at the time, we told him about Don Cornelius.
Huh. Anyway, Don Cornelius, 35 years on the air. That's how long Soul Train was on the air. It made it the longest first-run syndicated show in history.
Wow.
So Don Cornelius dead of 75. And
he was greatness.
David Letterman had his 30th anniversary last night. We talked about that. And I meant to put the call out for anybody who may have been rolling tape on Channel 11 in about 1998. Because of all the TV things I've ever been a part of, the one thing that I really want is my interview with David Letterman, and I don't have a copy of it. I do not have a copy of it.
I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember when you talked to him.
I did an interview with Dave Letterman, and I was so happy because if my memory is correct, which I need someone to produce the tape to verify this, I remember making him laugh.
Wow. But he was on satellite, not in person?
He was on satellite. I was doing a satellite interview with him. But I had 5 minutes of Dave's undivided attention. And I want to say I made him laugh with a joke about protein pellets. This is a very odd memory I have.
And that was on Positively Texas. That's had a 30-year run, too, right? That show's still
on.
Is it?
Yeah, on Saturday mornings, something like that.
Good for them.
But, yeah, it was hosted by the great Jody Dean, the great Brenda Teal, who later went on to fame with the Marsha Cross interview and the...
What a show.
Police cover song performance.
By the way, before we have to hit birthdays, we had another notable death yesterday. This was a sports death.
Don't tell me. But you know what? And I want to run this by Angelo Dundee a little bit later on today because he's going to be on in Gordo's Corner.
That's the news, Gordo.
What?
Angelo Dundee passed away at the age of 75, I think.
90.
Serious?
90-something.
Oh, 90. He trained Ali and he trained Sugar Ray Leonard. Pretty good career. And George Foreman?
Yeah,
he's supposed to be on at 9:15. We're going to have to go to our other emergency guest, David Faraday.
Stop doing that bit.
We got to get Fernando, can you call David Faraday and see if he'll fill in for Angelo Dundee?
How about I call Angelo?
So
it's already on the schedule.
They say that they die in threes, right? Joe Pa, D. Corn, and A. Dunn.
What about Epstein?
Eh, he doesn't count.
Wow. To his family, I think he did, Craig.
R. Hedge.
We're talking about major celebrities.
I would think that Epstein is a major celebrity.
That's a good one. Who's bigger, Epstein or Angelo Dundee?
Angelo Dundee.
Yeah.
Is Epstein. More throughout the world than Epstein. We can't even name his real name.
Boy, that's Too Tall Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll be on the program later.
Great, wow. Too Tall Jones.
All right, birthdays
should be in Rigamon.
So anyway, if anybody has my interview with Letterman from Positively Texas in 1998, please get in contact with me. Birthdays today on AM. You guys were asking about him, weren't you, earlier? Tom Smothers is 75.
Smothers Brothers.
He's going to be on the pit game against Charles Tex Watson.
That was kind of funny bit.
They gave Steve Martin his start.
Yes, they did. He was a writer on Smothers Brothers. Graham Nash is 70.
Got some greatness to him.
Yeah. I think you know that guitar that Dirk stole from me?
Yeah.
Graham Nash once played that very guitar on TV.
Really?
Yes. Speaking of Positively Texas.
That dude can play.
Yeah. So Dirk stole the guitar that I was saving because Graham Nash had played it. Howard Bellamy, I ought to get that guitar back from Dirk now. He's about to be cut from the team. He's going to have some time. Howard Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers, 66. Ross Valerie of Journey is 63.
Which one was he?
The bass player.
Okay.
Christy Brinkley, 58.
Before Randy.
Rapper Timo from Goody Mob is 40.
Christy Brinkley is 58.
Wow. Is she still an uptown girl?
Living in her uptown world?
Yeah. And singer Shakira is 35.
Girl,
okay.
She got it going on.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's Muse 733 on the ticket. Last night